Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Simpsonville, Kentucky sausage maker Alan Purnell said his dad used to enjoy sitting with the adults, listening to them talk, and from that earned the nickname Old Folks. In his early career as steam engine mechanic, Fred B. Purnell also made sausage on the side.
Well, he worked at the NC and St. L. Railroad in Nashville, Tennessee, and he'd make sausage at night, and Mama would put it in the back car and take it to the shops, and he'd peddle it out of the back of the car. And I said, well, why'd you call it Old Folks? He said, well, there's more people knew me as Old Folks because I worked with them. That's what they call me, than Purnell. So that's where the name come from, and I never had enough nerve to change it.
In the 40s, Fred B. Purnell, the father, sustained a disability, ending his railroad work.
So then he started making sausage full-time and moved to Louisville in 1950 on Melwood Avenue, rent a little plant and a little apartment, and up one street and down the next, peddling sausage.
The mom, Clara, sewed up the bags for the sausage. Alan explained this was indeed a family operation, noting that everyone pitched in.
If you lived in his house, you worked in his place, you know. And I like to set that table three times a day, and so do my two brothers and sisters. But yeah, we all worked there.
We'll have more on the Purnell's Old Folks sausage story in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Purnell's Old Folks sausage, made in Simpsonville, Kentucky, is now sold throughout the Southeast, making inroads west, now in Illinois and Iowa. Alan Purnell, who is somewhat a celebrity in Old Folks commercials, says it's been quite a journey.
Well, we've come a long way, a heck of a long way from where we started. There's some that's done better, but there's a whole lot that didn't make it. I mean, there's few of us left. Well, Kentucky must have had six or eight whole hog sausage makers. That's all changed now. Actually, we're the only one that's survived, really.
Despite that, they've adjusted to the market, and he's as optimistic as ever.
Probably more so than ever, because when we first come here, they said give them 3 months, and they go back to Tennessee, so we're still here, and that's about 58 years ago, so yeah, I'm still... Yeah.
And if you've never enjoyed this Kentucky homegrown, you may just want to give it a try. In the words of Alan Purnell,
it's good.
Purnell's Old Folks Sausage. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.